This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Severe storms with 60-mile-per-hour winds clipped across Arkansas early this morning, as well as parts of southwest Missouri. Three people are reported dead and more than a dozen injured after a tornado struck a mobile home park north of Springfield, Missouri, in the town of Buffalo. According to the National Weather Service, one tornado twisted across Buffalo east to Lebanon, Missouri, a second from Pittsburgh, Kansas to Lamar, and a third from Kimberling City, south of Springfield, into Branson. Taney County Emergency Management Director Chris Behrendt says storm spotters were in place last night when the tornado hit downtown Branson about 1:15 this morning.
And went down what's commonly referred to as the strip on Highway West 76, where a lot of the shows are. And it started, like I said, on the west side, kind of went through town all the way to downtown, jumped across Lake Taneycomo, and then got into the unincorporated areas of Taney County, and well, a lot of residential areas and farms are. Did quite a bit of damage there. All in all, I would say it probably went almost halfway across of Taney County. Initially, it looked like it jumped maybe a little more, and then eventually it pretty much stayed on the ground.
Chris Behrendt says emergency crews continue to assess damage by air and ground. A Facebook page, Branson Tornado Info, has been set up to collect and distribute information about storm damage and recovery efforts. Arkansas wildlife season is beginning as crews over the weekend extinguished 49 fires covering nearly 1,000 acres. Don McBride of the Forestry Commission says the recent wildfires have been mostly in the southern half of the state and are typical for this time of year. He says recent high winds coupled with low humidity have raised the fire danger.
This time of year, our fine fuels are still cured. They have not greened up yet. You know, February, March, we hadn't started our green up yet. And with the fine fuels being cured like they are, it doesn't take much to get one of them started. And then when, you know, they're flashy fuels and they move fairly quickly and spread rapidly.
Don McBride says the majority of wildfires are caused by people burning debris. State lawmakers won't be amending Arkansas's budget bill to dedicate surplus funds to an expected shortage in Medicaid funding. The Joint Budget Committee yesterday voted down an amendment that would have locked up $100 million of budget surplus funds to pay for Medicaid coverage, which state officials expect to increase next year. Several lawmakers spoke against the amendment, saying it would keep the state from using the money for disaster funding or another crisis. Senator Jonathan Dismang proposed the amendment. He says he'll keep looking for ways to fund Medicaid.
I'm still going to continue pushing forward with the thought that we need to stop being so reactionary in nature as a legislative body, start being proactive, start thinking more than next election cycle, but beyond that, 3 to 5 years, if not a 10-year goal, of where we want to be.
State officials originally said a Medicaid budget shortfall would be roughly $250 million, but are now projecting $350 to $400 million. And the University of Arkansas women's basketball coach, Tom Collin, has been named this morning the Southeastern Conference of the Year, according to the league office. He was one of five Razorbacks picking up SEC honors this morning. Senior Sierra Ricketts earned all SEC first team honors. Sarah Watkins, a junior, earned all SEC second team honors. And freshman Callie Berna was selected to the SEC all freshman team. Senior Julie Inman earned SEC Community Service Team honors Tuesday. The Arkansas Razorbacks will open play as the number 5 seed in the SEC tournament in Nashville tomorrow night against the number 12 seed, Mississippi. Support for Ozarks at Large and KUAF comes from SONA, the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas, continuing its inaugural season Saturday, March 10th at Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. SONA and the Fayetteville Jazz Collective will present 250 years of greatest hits, a program of classical and jazz genres interwoven into a continuous musical fabric by acclaimed musicians and director Paul Haas. 443-5600 or waltonartcenter.org for tickets or more information.